Well, next we go to Leinster House and the appointment of Ireland's new housing czar. The appointment of NAMA CEO Brendan McDonagh has been the centre of much backlash from the opposition. Taoiseach Micheál Martin talked to reporters about the appointment earlier on, and our political correspondent Micheál Lehane joins us now from our Oireachtas studio. Micheál, what exactly did the Taoiseach say?
Well, the Taoiseach wouldn't comment directly on that salary, possibly of $430,000 for Brendan McDonagh, who is set to head up that Housing Activation Office. He did say, though, that he would understand if there was concern about such a figure, but saying a final decision about the payment hadn't been made by Cabinet, and instead wanting to emphasise what the new office and the new boss of that office would do. And he said it was about building trust and taking on a hands-on role, really, when it came to moving what he termed roadblocks around the delivery of large housing projects. And he said that can be related to construction, but also things like the national grid and water supply. And it does seem like those proposals and getting this thing up and running fairly quickly is going to go to Cabinet tomorrow. But one does feel that if that salary is the salary of $430,000, it will generate much political controversy all the same.
Now, also, the Taoiseach talked about an Irish woman, Cliona Ward, who's been living legally in California for more than 30 years, and she was detained by US immigration. Here's what he said.
We are concerned about that case. Obviously, our consular officials and our consulate general in San Fran and elsewhere will be supporting and facilitating Cliona and the family to get this issue resolved. And so when issues like this arise from time to time, our officials in Department of Foreign Affairs engage with a view to getting the issues resolved. And, our advice is consistent in terms of, you know, where people have green cards, for example, or citizenship rights and so on, there shouldn't be an issue. And so we will be pursuing it on a bilateral basis to make sure that those who are legitimately entitled to be in the US are free from any challenges or difficulties of this kind.
The Taoiseach there. Micheál, what else did he say about Cliona Ward?
Yeah, on that point, he did say that he would have to look more closely at reports that there were other similar cases, and if that was the case, that the matter would be raised on a bilateral basis with the US administration. He also spoke at some length about NECAP, the rap trio, of course, in some controversial waters themselves, following that confirmation that British Counterterrorism Police are examining footage from two gigs in 2023 and 2024. One on alleged support for Hamas and Hezbollah, another on alleged death threats to Tory MPs. Now, the Taoiseach called on NECAP to provide swift answers on whether or not they support Hamas and Hezbollah. He said such support would be unacceptable. He also called on them to denounce any threats of violence to elected representatives.
Micheál Lehane, thank you.